请我们翻开圣经的生命记
第六章。So Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through to 9.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9.
找到以后我们一起来的。
When we turn to it, shall we read together?
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。然后我们请翻到哥罗西书第一章二十八、二十九节。
So、we turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 to verse 29.
哥罗西书第一章二十八、二十九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29.
找到以后我们也一起来读。
So we read together when you turn to it.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，叫做他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。我们再翻到以弗所书第六章十七十八节。以弗所书第六章十七节十八节。并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。最后我们翻到马太福音十八章。
Lastly, let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十八节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20.
马太福音十八章十八到二十节，我们找到后一起来读。
When we turn to it, let's read together.
我实实在在告诉你们，把你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；把你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。我们圣经就读到这里，我们低头祷告。
Verses we're going to read. Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你跟前，我们先求你用你的宝血接近我们。
Lord Jesus, as we come before you, will you cleanse us with your precious blood?
主，我们也向你的心，我们的心向你敞开。
Lord, our hearts are open unto you.
我们求你挪去一切的搅扰。
Lord, will you remove all hindrance?
一切的掺杂。
All the confusions.
以致我们的心、我们的眼睛单单的专注于你。
That our eyes and our hearts will fix on you, focus on you.
以致我们能够仰望、聆听你自己的话语。
That we may look upon and wait and hear to hear your word.
主耶稣，我们也求你除去撒旦一切的搅扰。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy all the works of the evil one.
以致我们能够没有难阻的来亲近你。
That we can come to you without any hindrance.
就当早上我们 学习在你跟前彼此交通的时候，
This morning as we learn to fellowship before you，
我们求你主啊，你的圣灵高摩讲的翻译的跟听的，
We pray that your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the translator and the listener，
因为只有在你高油的桃木底下，我们才能够摸到你的话语的实际。
Only by your anointing that we can be led into the truth, into all truth.
以致真的讲的、翻译的跟听的都能够一同的蒙福。
That the speaker and the translator and the listener can all be blessed.
以致我们都能够靠着你，为你结出圣灵的果子归给你。
That by you we can bear fruit for you and the Holy Spirit.
主，我们谢谢你。喜欢听我们的祷告。
We thank you that you delight to hear our prayers.
我们也欢喜向你把我们心中的需要向你祷告。
And we rejoice as we pour out to you our needs.
我们祷告乃是奉我们宝贵的主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要基础的交通，做个与神同行的父母这个主题。
Today we will continue to share on the topic of being a parent working with God.
今天我们要基础上个月的重点，就是借着祷告把主的话教导儿女。
I will continue from the focus of last time, that is to teach the word of God to the children by prayer.
过去六个月我们一同交通父母要为神得做敬虔的后裔。
In the last six months, we've been talking about being a godly parent who works with God.
并且父母为这个使命去学习与神同行。
And for this mission, parents need to learn to work with God themselves.
然后我们从生命记第六章第四到第九节，我们看如何养育儿女。
From Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 through to 9, we looked at how to parent children.
首先从第四节我们看见神是独一的主。
Firstly, from verse 4, we learned that our Lord is the only Lord.
他是父母独一的主。
He is the only Lord for the parents.
也是儿女独一的主。
He is also the only Lord for our children.
第二呢，从第五节我们看见父母要学习尽心、尽性、尽力的爱神。
Secondly, we learn from verse 6 that the parents need to learn to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
也要用主的爱去爱身边的配偶。
And then you need to love your spouse with Lord's love.
这样我们就能够吸引儿女去爱神，跟从神。
By doing that, you will be able to attract, to draw your children to follow the Lord.
第三，从第六节我们看见父母要把主的话记在心里头。
Thirdly, from verse 6, we learn that we need to remember the word of God in our hearts.
要读主的话，要认识主的话，要经历主的话。
We need to read God's word, we need to know God's word and experience His word.
第四呢，从第七节我们看见父母要把主的话教导儿女。
Then fourthly, from verse 7, we learn that the parents need to diligently teach the word of God to your children.
第五，从上个月我们看见父母要借着祷告把主的话教导儿女。
And fifthly, from last month, we learned that the parents need to teach the word of God to your children by prayer.
我们上次讲到我们这样做的，我们必须自己要了解认识主的话。
We shared last time that we need to know the word of God, need to experience the word of God.
不单只自己要认识主的话，也要认识自己的儿女。
Not only do we need to know the word of God, we also need to know our children.
这样我们就能够有效的把主的话教导儿女。
Only then can we effectively teach the word of God to our children.
讲到认识自己的儿女，我们上次提到一个给父亲的一个小测验。
Talking about knowing our children, we've shared about a small quiz for the fathers.
叫做父亲的看看自己是否认识自己的儿女。
Show us whether or not we truly know our children.
我不知道大家上次回家之后有没有真的坐下来做这个小测验。
I'm not sure if you actually sit down and complete the quiz.
上次我讲完道以后，我回家真的为我的儿子做这个小测验。
Last time, after I finished the message, I went home and I sat down and did a quiz myself.
我为他一个一个的问题来思想。
So I meditate on each answers to each question.
按照我所认为和了解，我写下答案。
According to what I know about my son, I wrote down the answers.
这个过程帮助我在繁忙的生活里头停下来，在神面前去了解他。
This process helped me to stop in my busy life and to meditate before the Lord, whether or not I truly know my son.
写完答案以后呢，我真的一条一条去问我的儿子。
So after I wrote down all the answers, I went and checked the answers with my son.
把我写下来的跟他分享。
I shared all the answers with him.
我也请他把我也请他告诉我他认为的真实的答案。
And I asked him to tell me the true answers.
这个过程帮助我更深的了解他。
This process helped me to know him more.
这个交谈就成为我们父子之间一个很好的机会，去彼此了解和沟通。
And this becomes a very good opportunity for us to have a good quality conversation.
如果有一些爸爸回去后想做，但是呢，又忘记那些问题是什么问题的话呢？
If some, perhaps some of your fathers would like to do the test, but forgot to do it.
大家可以找到有一次的周信，有那些问题记下来的。
You can simply find the newsletter, weekly newsletter, and find the quiz printed on it on the letter.
当你做自己做完问题以后呢，可以去问问你的孩子。
After you complete all the questions, go and ask your son or your daughter.
告诉他，爸爸爱你，想了解你。
Tell them that you love them and you like to know them.
当然你自己要先在主跟前祷告，认定你是爱他们的，认定你想了解他们的。
You need to pray before the Lord to have to make up your mind that you do want to know them.
这个可以是个很好亲近孩子的机会。
It's a good opportunity to.Be closer to your children.
一个跟孩子一个交谈的好机会。
A good opportunity to have a good quality conversation.
谈完以后，你可以跟他一起祷告。
After the conversation, perhaps you can pray together with your children.
也为着他祷告。
And you can pray for them.
你是否认识你的儿女？
Do you know your children?
你是否想去？认识你的儿女。
Do you have a desire to know your children?
你有没有一个意识去认识他们？
Are you aware that you need to know them?
你有没有看见一个需要去认识他们？
Do you see the need to get to know them?
当我上个月为做交通预备的时候呢，有一个蛮有意思的发现。
As I was preparing for the message, there was something that I found that was quite interesting.
当时我就尝试在网上寻找有关你是否认识你孩子的问题的题目。
I was doing some research on the questions on whether or not you know the parents know their children.
我就 Google 了。
So I Googled.
结果叫我感到有点惊讶。
To my surprise,
寻找的结果第一页呢有十个相关的网址。
The first page of the search result had about some related websites, some relevant websites.
其中只有一个是基督徒的网址。
Only one of the websites in the search result is a Christian website.
其余九个都是社会上的非基督徒的网址。
And all the other nine results were from non-Christian world.
第一个到第七个都是非基督徒的。
In fact, from the top one to the top seven were non-Christian.
第八个是基督徒的。
The eighth one was a Christian one.
第九、第十个都是一般的非基督徒的。
And the ninth and the tenth are non-Christian as well.
这个发现叫我感到一点失望。
So, on the one hand, I was a bit disappointed.
这个现象可能有也有不同的原因。
Perhaps there are many reasons to get this result.
但是这个是否告诉我们基督徒的父母对于了解自己的儿女的意识很低呢？
Perhaps it reveals that the parents, the Christian parents, are not aware, have the enough awareness to about the need to know the children.
好像远远不及社会上的非基督徒父母。
As if we're not even have the same level of awareness to the non-Christians.
可能在基督徒父母当中有几种的现象。
Perhaps amongst the Christian parents there are a few different kinds.
第一，有一些父母是忙于追求世上的成功。
Perhaps some engaged in pursuing the success in the world.
忘记自己儿女成长的需要。
They forgot about the needs of their children.
没有意识去认识了解他们。
And they have did not realize that there was a need to know their children.
他们就不会问我认识我的孩子吗？
They will not ask themselves, do I really know my children?
第二呢，有一些父母忙于自己追求侍奉主。
Perhaps some other parents, they are busy in serving the Lord.
他们以为自己专心热心侍奉主的时候呢，就不用好好照管自己的孩子。
They thought that as long as they are fervent and zealous for the Lord, there's no need to look after their children.
他们就以为孩子长大以后就自自然然会追求主、侍奉主。
Perhaps they thought to themselves that when the children, as the children are growing up, they will naturally grow up into Christ and know the Lord.
以致这些父母忽略他们的儿女，没有意识去学习了解他们。
That they neglect the need to know their children.
他们不会问我认识我的孩子吗？
They will not ask, well, do I know my children?
第三，有一些父母呢，他们自己爱主、侍奉主，觉得主很宝贵、很可爱。
Thirdly, some parents, they truly love the Lord and they serve the Lord. They know that the Lord is precious and lovely to them.
这些父母他们自己侍奉主、追求主，觉得主很宝贵。
These parents, they serve the Lord and they know that the Lord is precious to them.
自然他们就很想呢，儿女爱主、侍奉主。
They want the children to also serve the Lord and love the Lord.
他们就常常不停的教导儿女要做好，要跟从神。
They will continue to always teach their children to follow the Lord.
但是却不认识自己的儿女。
But they didn't get to know the children.
也没有意识去学习了解他们。
And they're not aware of the need to know the children.
他们也不问我认识我的孩子吗？
They never ask themselves, do I really know my children?
只有少数的第四种父母。
Only a few parents in the fourth category.
他们自己爱主、侍奉主，觉得主很宝贵。
They serve the Lord, they love the Lord, and they know how precious the Lord is.
他们很想他们的儿女侍奉主、跟随主、爱主。
They truly want their children to follow the Lord and serve Him.
他们同时认识到、认识、了解自己的儿女的重要性。
But at the same time, they know the importance of knowing their children.
所以他们就谦卑自己，学习去了解他们的儿女。
So they humble themselves to learn about their children.
去问我认识我的儿女吗？
They ask whether or not do I know my children.
虽然有十个网站，有十个问我认识我的孩子吗？这个网站。
Even though there were 10 websites that asked this question, do I really know my children?
只有一个是基督徒的。
There was only one that is Christian website.
但是我们都可以学习做最后第四种的父母。
But we can all learn to be the fourth parents in the fourth category.
去谦卑学习了解自己的儿女。
To humble ourselves and to get to know our children.
以致我们能够有效的把主的话很锋利的刺进他们的心，帮助他们。
That we can pierce the word of God into their heart effectively.
几天之前，我跟一个在本地成长的少年人谈到这十个网站的现象。
A few days ago, I was talking to a youth who grew up in this country about this the search results.
告诉他了解儿女这个题目在基督徒的网站很少。
I was telling him there was not many Christians websites talking about knowing your children.
讲到我上次交通讲到是用到从一个一般社会性的网站哪里拿一些问题，没有一些特别针对基督徒提供的问题。
I was telling him that I had to use a quiz from a non-Christian website about general questions about knowing your children.
那么这个少年人就在澳洲本地出生并且成长的。
This youth was actually grew up in this country.
他当时呢就回应说他可以想出一些针对基督徒家庭的题目。
Immediately he said he can think of topics that are against Christian family value.
让那些基督徒父母呢思考他们是否认识自己的孩子。
That these questions will provoke the Christian parents to think whether or not they understand their children.
特别是青少年的孩子。
Especially the teenagers.
我就教他替我写下来。
So I asked him to write down the websites for me.
他即使就写下来，短短几分钟。
So he wrote down quite a few.
但是我觉得他写下来的一些题目是蛮有意思。
So I found that some of the topics he wrote down was quite interesting.
我就把它翻译成中文，跟大家分享。
So I'll translate it then, and I'd like to share with you all.
就讲到你的孩子，他最近的或者最大的道德上的失败是什么？
The first one is, what is the most recent or biggest moral failure or victory?In his life.
并且是他最近或者最大的道德上的得胜是什么？
What is the biggest and most recent moral failure in his life?
第二，有哪些人是他不喜欢的，或者有苦读，或者恼怒的？
Is there anyone he or she dislikes or is bitter or angry with?
他有没有一些男女的问题呢？
Does he have a problem with the girlfriend or boyfriend?
他向神最关切的祷告是什么？
What is the most dearest prayer to God?
他现在读经的进度怎样？读到那里呢？
Where is he or she up to reading the Bible?
他应做父母造成在他身上最大的创伤的时刻是什么？
What's the most hurtful moment by parents?
他有多少朋友是基督徒呢？
How many of his or her friends are Christians?
他对教会有哪几方面喜欢或者不喜欢的？
Likes or dislike about church?
最后的一个问题。
And last question.
他对于你作为一个父亲或者母亲，有什么是他所敬佩和尊重的呢？
What he or she respects or disrespects about you as a parent, as a father or mother?
或者有什么叫你叫他不欣赏，甚至是看不起的呢？
Is there anything that he disrespects about you?
这些就是他的问题。
These are all the questions.
讲到这里，我就想起很多年前有一个很熟悉的人跟我说。
This made me think of something that someone told me a while ago.
他最讨厌他爸爸的，就是他打妈妈。
That one thing that he disliked most about his father was the fact that he hits his wife.
他最看不起他爸爸的原因，是由于他爸爸是个打老婆的人。
The reason that he disrespected his father was that he was one who hates his wife.
以上这个少年人临时所写下来的问题都是蛮有意思的。
What this youth was writing down, the questions were quite interesting to me.
叫我们做父母的思想，对自己的孩子了解有多深呢？
They make us parents think how well we know our children.
要了解孩子对我们的印象是怎样。
How well we understand the impression that we give to our children.
我们有什么需要在主跟前去思考或者是悔改的？
What do we need to meditate or repent before the Lord?
或者有哪些我们需要可以在主跟前感恩的？
Is there anything that we need to give thanks to the Lord?
当然，对于这些问题，有哪些是可以与你的孩子交谈？或者是适合与你的孩子交谈。
How many out of these questions will be a good conversation topic with your children?
就在乎你跟孩子之间的沟通有多亲密。
It's up to you and how close you are related to your children.
在乎他对你有多深的信任。
And how much he or she trusts you.
关于了解孩子，还有一点对于移民的父母要考虑注意的。
There's one more consideration for those newly immigrant parents.
就是要认识孩子身处的社会环境。
That is, you need to understand the environment that your children are growing up with.
这个需要我们在主跟前都有祷告的。
We need to all pray about this before the Lord.
我们需要了解孩子身处的社会环境，这样才能够了解他们所受的影响是什么的影响。
The environment that he is growing up with will have a tremendous influence on him, on your children.
他们所面对的冲击是怎样的冲击？
What sort of conflict he had to face on a day-to-day basis?
这样才能够帮助他们针对他们的需要来关心他们。
Then we can cater for their needs.
去把主的话有效的教导他们。
We can effectively direct the word of God to their problems.
这个对于本地说英语的澳洲人已经是不容易了。
This is not an easy task for those parents who are here, who are native Australian.
对外来只懂中文的移民，真的是难上加难。
For those parents who are new immigrants, it's even harder task.
所以做父母已经是不容易了。
It's hard enough to be parents.
但是做移民的父母呢，更是难上加难。
To be parents who are new immigrants, it's even harder.
本地的父母已经与自己的孩子容易有代沟。
Even the local Australians will have sometimes have communication problem with their children.
移民的父母呢，更是与自己的孩子有东西文化差别的文化沟。
Those new migrants have even greater gap with the cultural differences with their children.
并且有中文、英文之间的语言沟。
The language barrier, perhaps.
我最近跟一个心理医生交谈的时候。
Recently, I was talking to a psychologist.
他告诉我，移民家庭的子女患上精神分裂症。分裂症的机会是本地家庭的子女呢的三倍。
He said that the chances of having mental problem,
schizophrenia,
is three times in the children's in a migrant a new migrant family.
不单只在澳洲是这样，全世界都是这样。
It's not only in Australia; it's actually the same statistic around the world.
我想这个不是没有原因的。
But that is not without reason.
或许这个也是移民种种不同的坏处或者代价其中的一种。
Perhaps this is one of the many costs of migrating to another country.
但是对于基督徒的移民父母来说，我们不要惧怕。
However, for Christian parents who are new migrants, we do not need to fear.
神既然让我们在这块土地上生活，
If, since God has brought us to this land,
带领我们到这里，
He has led us here.
他必定有够用的恩典让我们去支取。
He will give us sufficient grace for us to claim.
但是我们更需要依靠他。
But we need to trust in Him.
所以我们鼓励做父母的学习认识这个澳洲的国家。
So we encourage the parents to get to know this country.
认识这里的文化。
To know the culture.
认识这里的语言就是英语。
To know the language that is English.
特别是在我们中间的年轻人。
Especially the young people in our midst.
我鼓励你们好好去学好英语。
I truly encourage you to learn well your English.
年长的弟兄姊妹，我们不可以要求。
we will not have the same requirement for the older brothers and sisters.
因为学习语言是跟年纪很有关系的。
So learning, obtaining a language is quite closely related to your age.
年纪大的人记忆力没有年轻的时候这么好。
The ability for you to memorize is not as good when you're older.
所以学习语言是显得事半功半的。
So to, for you to learn a new language is more difficult.
但是这一个现象也成为年轻人的鼓励和劝诫。
This is also an encouragement and a warning for the young people.
在年轻的时候学语言是最适当的时候。
For you to learn when you're young, it's the best time for you to learn a new language.
是事半功倍。
It's more efficient when you're older.
否则年轻的机会错过了，年老的时候就难多了。
And once you lose this opportunity, it's hard to get it back.
学习英语有一个很重要的目的。
There's a purpose for us to learn English.
就是要把主的话教导儿女。
That is, you will be able to teach the word of God to your children.
我的意思不是叫你学习英语，以致你能够用英语来跟孩子讲圣经。
I'm not saying that you have to learn, improve your English so that you can preach to your children in English.
那是叫我们应做有够用的英语呢，以致我们能够更认识孩子所身处的社会和文化。
But that we need to have enough English so that we can understand the environment that your children is in.
以致我们能够更认识我们所爱的孩子。
That you can get to know more about the children who you love.
更认识他们所受的压力和有什么需要。
And that you will be able to understand the pressure and his need in this environment.
更懂得按照他们的需要把主的话好好的教导他们。
Then you will know how to teach the word of God to them according to their needs.
所以我劝勉年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果神带领你定居在澳洲这个国家。
So I encourage all of you, young brothers and sisters, if God has led you to reside in this country.
如果神有一天赐给你儿女。
If one day God gives you children.
你就需要为做你将来的儿女呢，为做把主的话更有效地教导他们来学英语。
Then, for the sake of being effectively witness to your children and to teach them the word of God, you need to improve your English.
在这里我想起戴德生。
Now it makes me think of Hudson Taylor.
就是他花了一生的光阴精力在中国服侍中国人，创办内地会的戴德生。
That is the Hudson Taylor who spent his entire life ministering in China, established China Inland Mission. That Hudson Taylor.
他是个非常爱中国人的西人。
He is a Westerner, but he loves Chinese.
他之所以爱中国人，因为他爱神。
The reason that he loves Chinese is because he loves God.
他这样说。
He said this.
假如我有千般英经，中国可以传述之取。
He said, if I had £1,000, China should have it all.
假如我有千条性命，却不留下一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 lives, I would not withhold one of them.
然后他继续说。
Then he continued to say,
不是中国，乃是基督。
He said, no, not China, but Christ.
我们能够为他做太多吗？
Can we do too much for him?
我们能够这样为这样一位宝贵的救主做得足够吗？
Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?
这个戴德生为着爱中国人，他学中文。
This Hudson Taylor, because of his love for the Chinese, he learned the Chinese language.
大家知道戴德生是几时第一次离开他 家乡从英国起行来中国的呢？
Do you know when he first left his country and arrived in China?
是距离今天多久呢？
How long ago was that from today?
是距离今天刚刚好160年。
It is exactly 160 years
03天
and 3 days.
他是在1853年9月19号起行。
He departed his country in 1853, on the 19th of September.
当时他21岁。
At the time he was 21 years of age.
他移居中国，不像今天许多的移民。
Now, he migrated to China, but it wasn't like one of us who migrate, how we migrate here.
他不是要为在中国得什么。
His intention wasn't to gain a permanent residency in China.
他乃是为说在中国给。
But his purpose was to give.
给他里面的基督。
To give Christ that is in him.
他为了爱中国人，把福音传给中国人，他决心学中文。
Because his love for Chinese, in order to give the gospel to the Chinese, he learned Chinese language.
当时他十几岁的时候呢，在英国他没有任何的中文老师。
Now, when he was a teenager, he didn't have a Chinese teacher in England.
也没有什么学中文的材料或者字典。
Nor did he have any material or even a Chinese dictionary.
只有他一个主日学的老师，把一本很稀有的当时的中文的路加福音给了他。
He only had a copy of Gospel of Luke in Chinese, which was very rare at the time. It was given to him by his Sunday school teacher.
他通过比较这本中文的路加福音和他的英文圣经，来找出不同中文字的英文对照。
By comparing his Gospel of Luke in Chinese to his English Bible, he was able to find out the different words and the meaning of each word.
他是这样一个一个学中文。
And that is how he learned the Chinese language word by word.
戴德生是因为要把主的话给中国人而去学中文的。
Hudson Taylor learned Chinese in order to preach the gospel to the Chinese people.
所以我鼓励呢，年轻人。
So I encourage all of you young people.
为了神今天或是明天赐给你儿女。
So the fact that God gives you children today, or perhaps He's giving you children in the future.
为了将来更能够了解他们身处的环境，以致更了解他们。
In order to know your children and to know the environment that they grow up in.
为着因着更了解他们，以致能够更有效地把主的话教导他们。
In order to know them and so that you can teach the word of God to them more effectively.
为着他们因着得着主的话，能够心灵强健起来，爱神，跟从神的缘故。
In order so that they can receive the word of God, they can be mighty in the spirit to follow the Lord became useful in His kingdom.
今天就好好把握机会学好英文。
Let's grab the opportunity today to learn English.
并且不单只是为做神托付我们牧养的儿女。
And not just for the parents that God will entrust to you.
也是为做主给我们这个使万民做他门徒的使命。
But also for the great commission that God has given us.Make disciples of all nations.
如果神带领我们定居在澳洲这个地方，
If God has led us to reside in this country,
我们就有责任把福音传给这里说英语的人。
Then we have a responsibility to bring the gospel to the English-speaking people in this land.
如果我们的英语多够用一点，我们就越能够有效地把主的话，把主见证给他们。
If our English is a little bit better, then we will be able to effectively witness to them.
不过讲到学英语，我还需要有点补充。
Talking about learning English, I need to add a bit more.
是的，年轻的父母是非常值得在神面前好好学英语的。
Yes, there's great value for the young parents to learn English before the Lord.
以致我们能够更了解进入孩子的处境，了解他们。
So we can understand our children, understand the circumstances, the environment that they're in.
但是这个不等同于你就从此不用中文，只用英语跟他们沟通。
But it doesn't mean that from now on you're not you stop communicating with them in their mother tongue.
我个人认为父母是非常有必要保存自己所熟悉的中文母语来跟他们沟通。
I personally think that the parents need to can still be able to communicate with your children in their native language, in their mother tongue.
所以因此需要从小训练他们听得明白你的中文。
So you need to train them to be able to understand Chinese from childhood.
这样你就不会受言语的障碍去向他们表达你心中的话。
Then there will not be language barrier when you need to express your to share with them in your own language.
他们也不会受言语的障碍去明白你表达的意思。
And they will not have a language barrier when they try to understand what you're saying.
有一些父母他们为着怕孩子不能够好好在这个移民国家快点学好英语呢，在家里从小就教孩子讲英语。
Some parents have a fear that the children might not have good English, so they stop talking to them in Chinese.
他们自己也用英语跟孩子交谈。
And they start talking to them the whole time in English.
孩子就不懂中文了。
So their children's no understanding of Chinese.
除非父母的英语是非常好，否则这个做法呢会破坏了父母跟孩子之间有一个有效的沟通的媒介。
Unless your English is very very good, otherwise to do this will create communication barriers.
这个牺牲和代价是花不了的。
It's not worth the cost.
我记得刚移民来澳洲做高中数学代课老师的时候。
I remember when I first arrived here, I was teaching in the high school as a math teacher.
那些学生是很调皮的。
And the children were quite naughty.
我的英语很有限。
My English was very limited.
但是我仍是去尝试努力的清清楚楚的把数学教好。
So I tried very hard to teach clearly mathematics.
但是当时他们没有你们现在坐在这里这么好的。
So they were not like a good audience like you.
他们彼此交谈。
They would talk to each other.
在课室里头走来走去。
They would walk around in the classroom.
甚至大叫。
Or even yelling.
乱丢东西。
Shouting, throwing things.
把蛋糕丢出窗口。
Throwing a piece of cake out of the window.
全班学生只有一个是按照我的指示去做堂课的。
Only one student in the whole classroom listened to the instruction.
我当时很难受，也很无奈。
So I feel quite bad, but I was quite helpless.
以前呢，我是可以用我熟悉的广东话来管理课堂的秩序和教学的。
Previously, I was able to use my Cantonese to control the classroom.
现在啊，我连用英语骂学生也不懂。
But now I could not even scold the students with English because I don't know how.
他们用英语来嘲笑我、骂我，我也听不懂。
They were even mocking me in English. I couldn't understand anyway.
我很痛苦。
So I was I feel quite bad.
也很难，很挫败。
I feel quite defeated.
但是我有一个处理方法。
But I had a solution.
就是离开他们，我不再教他们。
That is, I left them. I stopped teaching them.
我可以这样做，因为我不是很爱他们。
I could do that because I did not love them very, very much.
但是做父母就不行了。
But you can't do that as a parent.
不能够说与孩子沟通不到位就走了。
You can't say that you have a communication problem with your children, so you will just leave.
就放弃沟通，就不管他们。
You will just give them up.
因为你仍旧爱他们。
Because you still love them.
他们仍旧是你的孩子。
They are still your children.
你仍旧是他们的父母。
You are still their parents.
所以我这样提一下，是鼓励年轻的父母，一方面自己学好英语。
So I just want to mention this so that the young parents will know the importance of learning English.
另一方面，保持你所熟悉的中文与孩子沟通。
And on the other hand, continue to speak to your children in Chinese.
帮助他们用你所熟悉的中文与你沟通。
And help them to communicate with you in the Chinese which you're familiar with.
所以在把主的话教导儿女的这个事情上呢，对移民家庭来说，沟通所用的语言是非常重要的。
So on the matter of teaching the word of God to your children, it's very important language is a very important factor in new migrant families.
要有效地把主的话教导儿女，还有一点是很重要的。
And there's another point that's very important on how to effectively teach the word of God to your children.
就是要帮助孩子喜欢跟你在一起。
That is, you need to help your children to delight in spending time with you.
帮助他们享受跟你在一起。
Help them to enjoy the time that they spend with you.
帮助他们享受家人的时光。
Help them to enjoy family time.
如果孩子不喜欢跟你在一起，
If your children do not like to spend time with you,
你怎样能够把主的话教导他们呢？
Then how are you going to teach the word of God to your children?
如果你的孩子在人在外面是跟你在一起的，
or perhaps they are physically with you,
但是他们里面的心却不喜欢跟你在一起，
but they often absent-minded when they're with you.
你怎能够有效地把主的话教导他们？
Then how are you able to teach the word of God?
哪怕那些话是你心中非常宝贵的话呢？
Even if those words are important and precious to you,
如果孩子不喜欢跟你在一起，
If your children dislike spending time with you,
他的心就会越来越喜欢跟他世界上的朋友在一起。
Then their heart will long to spend time with their worldly friends.
可能外面他们的身体仍旧是跟你在一起。
Perhaps they are physically with you.
但是他们的心就慢慢已经远离了。
But their hearts have gradually departed from you.
当他年纪够大到可以选择的时候，他们甚至外面的他也会离开你。
When they're old enough to choose, then even their physical presence will not be there.
去跟他世界的朋友在一起。
They will be with their worldly friends.
去过一个远离你、远离神的生活。
To live a life that is far away from their parents and far away from God.
所以父母要学习帮助孩子从小喜欢跟你在一起。
The parents need to learn to help your children to rejoice in spending time with you.
家庭不单可以是一个学习忙碌生活起居并且教导圣经的地方。
Family is not only is a place for living, for nurturing, but it's also a place to teach the word of God to your children.
家庭也可以是一个游戏、娱乐，并且经历神安息的地方。
It's also a time for rest and entertaining and experience the happiness of the family.
The rest of
the
family.
Yep.
所以家庭应该有家庭活动 ，family time 的。
So you need to have family activities, family time.
我自己不是一个懂娱乐的人。
I'm not good at creating entertainment.
我父亲是一个很刻苦的人。
My father was a hard-working man.
当时在香港作为第一代的移民，很多时候只懂得辛劳的工作。
He was the first generation of migrants that migrated to Hong Kong. They worked very, very hard.
那个时候很少安排家庭活动的。
And we did not have any family activities.
这是其中的原因。我本身是个很闷的人。
So I'm a boring, kind of boring person because of that.
我自己不觉得闷。
I did not think that I'm boring.
但是问题是别人觉得我闷。
But other people think that I'm boring.
所以我本身是不懂得为家人安排家庭活动。
So for myself, did not know how to create family activities to engage the family.
但是感谢神，他给我一个好的妻子。
Thank God that He has given me a good wife.
他补上我的不足。
She was able to supplement me.
他远比我懂得安排家庭活动。
And she's good at creating family time.
其实家庭活动不一定是要很花费的。
It doesn't mean that it needs to be costly activities.
我有一个中老年的同事，两个月之前，他带他一家四口到欧洲旅行。
I have a colleague who recently took his whole family to Europe for a trip.
去年我有一个中青年的同事，也带他一家四口到夏威夷去旅行。
And last year, another colleague of mine took his family to Hawaii for a holiday.
但是家庭活动不一定要去海外旅行的。
But family time doesn't always need to be costly. Needs to involve overseas trip.
我最近听到一个家庭。
Recently, I heard another family.
父母在星期天上午聚会完了以后。
After the Sunday meeting, the parents.
他们就带着孩子坐火车，有悉尼的近郊。
The parents will take their children to travel around Sydney in the suburban Sydney.
On the train.
从
头站坐到尾站。
From the first station to the terminal.
享受神创造的大自然。
They just enjoy the God's creation.
整个家的火车票只是。两块五毛。
And the family fun ticket only cost $2.50.
政府叫这个叫 Sunday Fun Day.
The government has called this Sunday Fun Day.
可以无数次的上车下车。
You can hop on and hop get off numerous times.
但是要一天之内。
But you have to, it's all within that same day.
在火车上可以看看外面的美丽的风景。
You can look at the scenery outside.
在车厢里面有讲有笑，谈天说地。
But you can simply have a good conversation in the carriages.
孩子能够这样融洽的跟父母在一起，是多么的开心。
How such a happy time for the children to be able to talk to their parents, spend time with their parents in such way.
真的，家庭活动不一定是要经济很充裕的。
So family fun activity doesn't always involve a lot of cost.
不错，如果神给你经济比较充裕。
Yes, if indeed God is giving you financial ability.
你可以存感恩的心去领受，去享用神的恩典。
You can simply receive and gladly enjoy what God has provided for you.
如果神没有给你经济上非常的丰裕，
If God hasn't given you financial abundance,
神的恩典不会因此而受限制，被打结构。
God's grace will not be limited by your financial constraints.
很多时候啊，神的恩典更丰富。
Oftentimes God gives more grace.
因为人的缺乏越大。神的丰富跟恩典就越让人去经历得多。
For the greater we felt that we are inadequate, the more we are able to experience His grace.
所以当时我听到这对父母这么有创意，由神给的智慧。
So when I heard that these two parents were such having such a creative way to spend their family time.
去使用政府的优惠，享受神的恩典。
Use the take advantage of the Sunday fun ticket.
我为他们很开心。
I'm really happy for them.
我也为他们感恩。
I thank God for them.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters，
今天我们讲的这么多交通这些
we talk about so much today，
只有一个目的
there's only one purpose，
就是要把主的话教导儿女。
That is, you need to teach the word of God to your children.
请我们读哥罗西书第一章二十八、二十九节。
So we turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 29 and 28.
那你说，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前，我也为此劳苦，叫做他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
当我们把这段话应用在与神同行父母身上的时候，
When we apply these scriptures to parents who are walking with God，
我们可以这样读，
We can read this way，
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫儿女，教导儿女。
Him we preach, warning every child and teach every child in all wisdom，
要把儿女在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
That we may present every child perfect in Christ Jesus.
我做父母的也为此劳苦。
To this end, I, parent, also labor.
照着神给神在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
所以我们只有一个目的。
We have only one purpose.
我们尽心竭力，让神得着虔诚的后裔。
We strive so that God can receive a godly seed.
一个父母要自己能够认识主的话。
As a parent, we need to know the word of God ourselves.
他就需要祷告。
And to do that, we need to do this by prayer.
一个父母要能够认识自己的儿女，他需要祷告。
In order to know your children, we need to do it by prayer.
一个父母要认识孩子身处的环境，他需要祷告。
In order to understand the environment that your children are growing up in, you need to do it by prayer.
一个父母要帮助孩子喜欢跟他在一起，他需要祷告。
In order to help your children to delight in spending time with his parents, you need to do it by prayer.
一个父母要把自己所认识的主的话有效地教导儿女，教给自己所认识的儿女，他也需要祷告。
In order to teach to your children the word of God which is in you, you need to do it by prayer.
这一切都需要祷告。
All this cannot be done without prayer.
为着这个缘故，我们上个月和今天的主题是借着祷告把主的话教导。
For this purpose, the topic for this time and last month is that we need to teach the word of God to your children by prayer.
如果今天我们还年轻，没有孩子。
If we are still young and we are without children today,
今天我们就可以靠着神装备自己。
Today is the time for us to be equipped by the word of God.
如果今天你人生的路已经走到一段了，
If today you've already spent some time in your life journey,
甚至你的孩子已经是青少年了，
Perhaps even your children are now teenagers.
甚至你觉得已经是太迟了。
Or, you know, when you think that it's too late.
但是不要灰心。
But do not lose heart.
我们所要的不是灰心。
What we want is not lose heart.
我们所要的是回到 神面前。
What we need to do is to return to God.
是立刻回到神面前。
To turn to Him immediately.
靠着宝血，用祷告回到主面前。
By His precious blood and by prayer, we can always return to Him.
他能够应着我们的祷告，捉我们手不能做的工。
Through our prayer, He is able to accomplish, to work, to achieve things that we cannot achieve.
他喜欢用我们的祷告去释放他的手，捉他心意要做的工。
He delights for us to release His mighty hand through our prayer.
正如以弗所书第六章十七十八节所说的。
Just like Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
今天我们没有时间多讲到同心的祷告这个事。
Today we won't have time to go into details about praying in one accord.
主若愿意，我们以后我们再交通。
If the Lord willing, we can share next time.
但是愿意我们都被提醒，被勉励。
But may we all be reminded and be encouraged.
我们可以用祷告回到神面前。
We can return to God by prayer.
神可以救赎赎回我们所忽略的，甚至我们的所失败的。
God is able to redeem, to save what we have. The ground that we have lost.
我们低头祷告。
So we bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们为着你给我们，要把我们下一代好好的带到你跟前，我们向你祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you've given to many of us children. So in order to bring them to you, Lord, we pray to you.
主，我们求你一步一步的得着每一个父母。
Lord, we pray that step by step that you guide each and every one of us who is a parent.
特别得着做父亲的。
Especially those fathers.
以致一个家一个家能够被你得着。
That each that family by family will lay hold of us.
一个教会，你的家能够被复兴起来。
That your church, your house may be revived.
主，人的话都是很残缺，软弱的。
So how broken and how weak is man's word?
主，如果你愿意，我们求主你的圣灵在人心里头工作。
But if you're willing, will you work by your Holy Spirit? Will you work mightily in the hearts of all of us?
我们求圣灵自己把念经的话说进人的心里头。
May your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts with your refined words.
也给我们一个诚实的心去领受。
And give us an honest heart to accept, to receive your word.
你的话能够为你自己结果子。
That your word may bear fruit in our lives.
把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.